You're in the room dedicated to the old masters, artists that influenced some of the modern Catalan painters, especially Joan Abelló. They're also the foundation that will define 20th century modern art. In this room, we'll find works by painter Carles Pellicer, landscape and portrait of Inés Bertran. We'll also see the portrait of his mother, Matilde Rovière, presiding over the space. In addition, there are two examples of the most active and noteworthy Catalan sculptors of the second half of the 19th century, Agapit Vallmitjana and Josep Campeny.
I really value my teachers a lot. I think it's the most important thing there is, maybe after your parents. Or even more than your parents, because teachers are the ones that educate you. I've had three teachers, and each of them holds a place in my inheritance as an artist.
Joan Abelló reminds us that there were three essential teachers in his formation as an artist. The first was Joaquim Mir. Mir lived in Mollet for several years, where he drew landscapes of the Vallès region that served as artistic stimulation for Abelló. The second was the painter Pere Pruna, and the last was Carles Pellicer. All three were artists who had lived in a bygone era and who enriched the world of a young Abelló thirsting for knowledge, not only through their technical training, but by giving him direct knowledge of a former age.
Pellicer taught me about travel, knowledge, history of art, philosophy of art. I have to thank him for 50% of the things I've learned, especially when I wrote L'Ora del Te. Much of that is dedicated to Pellicer, collecting knowledge of paintings. That's what I learned from Carles Pellicer, my favorite teacher.
Carles Pellicer was the Catalan master Abelló was closest to, the one he inherited his love of collecting from. Abelló lived immersed in his world for 14 years. It was an environment that, to a certain degree, he began to recreate at the painter's house. Inspired by the experiences of those afternoons where several notable figures from the world of art, culture, performance, and the Barcelona bourgeoisie would meet for tea, Abelló published the book in 1961, Tea Time, in which he described the atmosphere at Can Pellicer.
The long hallways that were to lead us to the dining room were literally packed with canvases, ceramics, all kinds of chests, damasks and reliefs. It all had a strange feeling, like an abandoned museum.
Before moving on to the next hall, dedicated to Modernisme, take a close look at Pellicer's portrait of Mathilde Rouvière.